2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're about to make a village.
Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Lady J, how you doing, baby?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, y'all, it's been the Black Lightning Review Show. We were a little bit late.
A little bit late, but it's all right. We still made it, right?
Yeah, we still doing it. We got life. Life, you know? Sometimes you're not going to be able to jump on stuff right away. So, you know, it is what it is. But let's go ahead and jump into this Black Lightning review. Episode 12, baby. Let's start off with that. We start to see the connection with Tobias and the ASA. We start to see that right off the jump, how he has a meeting with Proctor. Mm-hmm. And Proctor's like, this is what I need from you, yada, yada, yada. And you start to see how all of them tie together.
Right.
Because at first, I really didn't know if... Well, I mean, I kind of had the idea that they all were in it together. But episode 12 definitely confirmed that they were definitely all in this together.
Right.
You know, basically the ASA was using the street thugs to do their dirty work. Which is pretty standard for today if you really want to play the game.
Yeah.
So, I just found that part interesting. So the ASA also admits that the green light was designed to make Freeland, the residents of Freeland, more docile and easier to control. Like, episode 12 was like, it was a lot of revelations. It was a lot of stuff that he just openly said.
Well, they had already said that before. Gambi had already said that before.
Well, but Gambi, you got to think about it. Gambi's on the opposite side of the fence now, right?
He's a good guy.
Or, you know, as we think he's a good guy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you don't know. You don't know what these kind of characters.
This is true.
So when Proctor admitted it, Proctor is kind of the, I want to say, site chief, for lack of a better word, right?
Okay.
He admits that the green light drug was used to make you guys more docile, and then the side effects were some of y'all got abilities.
Right.
So there it is. Turning point. Khalil walks. That was
I told you he was coming back.
Crazy.
I knew he was going to be coming back.
I didn't think he was going to be coming back.
I thought he was. I knew he was coming back. And he had just disappeared. There was a lot of people that had kind of just disappeared, and I was like, oh well, they got to bring it back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they was going to wait to the final episodes to bring him back. So
yeah,
that's cool.
And he came back with a bang. We'll talk about him as we go along here. Mm-hmm. So the ASA also admits that they need Black Lightning alive for research purposes. Now, if you guys have been following the show, you guys will know that Black Lightning, Thunder, and Jennifer doesn't have a code name yet. Their abilities, they're all metahumans.
Mm-hmm.
But in a sense, they're healthy metahumans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the green light drug has been producing metahumans that have died during the process. And stuff like that. So you have a lot of issues with trying to keep all these metahumans alive and safe and protected. But they admit that they need Black Lightning's DNA. Like, he holds the key to all of this.
Absolutely.
So that's a real pivotal thing right there. Just them saying, yes, we need his DNA. So there
it is. I mean, that just proves that they're not going to, like, kill him now.
Yeah.
You know, that just proves that he is not... He's not on the
kill list.
The kill list.
Yeah, he's not on the kill list. Definitely. So let's move on here, man. So we look at Lynn and Jefferson. They had what I want to call a bonding moment.
All right.
Bond away. A little bone, shake your bone, bone bonding moment.
Right.
And I think the part that I thought was interesting, how she was like, look, we're going to keep this a secret for a little bit. Just until we figure out what we want to do. You know what I mean? And truthfully, I respected that. I thought that was a pretty good damn idea. You know, I'm like, look, you don't want to drag your kids back into this. They've already gone through enough with finding out they have abilities and all this other stuff. And then to find out, oh, my mom and dad are going to get back together. And then mom and dad don't get back together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, that's a good idea on her part. First, I was like, but now I'm like, I get it. So definitely was feeling that. So, and this was the next thing I want to discuss. Tobias killed a man that saved him, but left his sister to die. To me, I'm like, damn. Like, I mean, I get it. Your sister is important, but you lived.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think Tobias should be killing people for no reason. Sometimes I just be like, so? I was like, that was unnecessary.
It was.
You know, it was unnecessary.
Like completely unnecessary.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, just
It is what it is. It's nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You can't, you know, do anything about it. It's Tobias. You know,
right? Yeah, and he is definitely who he is.
Right.
So yeah, I agree with you there. You don't really know what you're gonna get out of him. So Khalil and Jefferson meet. Jefferson's probably driving to the school. Khalil's walking. Really wasn't recognizable. I mean, the man has dreads and everything else, so he wasn't recognizable, but Jefferson recognized him.
Looks a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, it looks way different with the dreads. Khalil, he's basically volunteered for a program. That's how it was kind of labeled.
Basically, he was voluntold.
Yeah, voluntold, and he has a new spine. And he's out there walking and talking and chopping it up.
Yeah.
And we'll get into more of his abilities on the actual finale. We'll talk about that. So Jennifer finds out that Khalil can walk. And they end up meeting up at their primary residence, wherever that's at. And you start to see he wanted to rekindle their relationship. And he... And Jennifer didn't want to rekindle the relationship for a lot of reasons. Right. But the very last part of that little interaction was he just jumped off the roof.
Yes.
Like it was jumping off of a curb.
Yep. Absolutely.
I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, this is how we're going to do things and so be it.
Right. And I think what it did, it just confirmed for sure that... He had some abilities, you know, that he came back, that his spine wasn't restored just on some random stuff. And it showed that he came back and he has a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely has a purpose in going forward. And it sucks that he had to go through all that to be able to get the ability to walk again. But it's definitely going to be exciting going forward. Looking at the show and seeing what all he has to offer, because his abilities are amazing. And like I said, we'll discuss it in the season, in the finale episode, part of the show. So Jennifer tells Black Lightning that Lynn, her mom, is trying to cure her of her abilities. And you know what? I fully back Black Lightning on this one. It's not a disease. It's not a. It's a part of them. It's part of who they are.
Right.
So, you know. I'm just like, I get her perspective, but I also get the child's perspective. Like, I don't want to be like this, right? And most kids, they just want to fit in, do life, and be happy, right?
Right.
She doesn't want to stand out in that way. I get it.
Right. I don't know if she, and I'll be honest, I feel like Jennifer had this idea that mom was going to cure her, but I don't think that's what Lynn was doing.
Well, she said she was going to look for the markers, the genetic markers to see.
Yeah, I don't think that she was doing it to cure her. I think she was doing it to kind of figure out, like, what's going on with her.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, the difference between Lynn and everyone else, Lynn hasn't had the ability to be able, she doesn't have an ability. right? Two, she's smart as all get out, right? And her research and, you know, the things that she has going on is DNA-based research. So she yes. can kind of get into the background and kind of figure out, like, okay, how did this happen? How are people developing these...
just cures.
Not cures, but how are they developing these abilities? Where, you know what I mean? Just DNA research, just stuff. And so I don't think that she was doing it from a space of, like, oh, I am going to cure her. I think she's just trying to figure out, like, unlike Jennifer... Jennifer is the only one at this point who does not want her
abilities.
Yeah, she's the only one at this point who does not want her abilities. And so I think that it's important for her to make a choice when she can turn it on or not. Because she doesn't even have the ability to be able to control it. You know, she doesn't have that luxury. She doesn't even have that ability to be able to control her abilities yet. So I think mom was really just trying to, like, say, like, okay, how do we put some protections in place?
Some safeguards, basically.
Right. Safeguards for herself.
Yeah.
Against herself.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Yeah. Definitely. Because she is a child going through puberty and being a teenager and going mm-hmm. through life. So, yeah, you're going to need some safeguards for her. Yeah. And so let's move on here to this. And when Khalil attacks Garfield High School under the direction of Tobias,
right?
You know, and then we also see Thunder and Cyanide square off, basically Cyanide was getting the brakes beat off of her, essentially. Mm-hmm. But when she got she had her arm torn or something happened and. Her skin.
It looked like, yeah.
It was exposed, and we didn't know what was going on.
What's happening with her skin?
What's that about?
Yeah.
So, we, you know, and we'll talk about that next episode, for the next episode. And so, I don't know why I did that. But anyways, then let's move on to this next piece here. Khalil was able to, in a sense, because Khalil's abilities, right, when they added the it's like a liquid metal spine. When they added mm-hmm. the liquid metal spine, it enhanced some other things, some other side effects. Mm-hmm. He shoots these poison darts, and it basically paralyzes you. Well, when it hit Black Lightning, it suppressed his abilities, his electric ability to
right.
shock and do stuff like that. It suppressed all that. Almost killed him, actually.
Right.
And so let's... Khalil punches Black Lightning in the chest. And I mean, he punched the snot out of him.
Yeah.
And basically stopped his heart. And lo and behold, the thing that you have been saying to me all season long, it happened. Jennifer jumped in. She charged her daddy up.
Yep.
And I was like, and as soon as it happened, I just looked at you. I was like, you called it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think that was going to actually happen like that. I did not. I just didn't see it. But she jumped in. He gave him a few jolts, and he was
good to go. He was
good to go.
Right.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. That was definitely pretty crazy. So Tobias wants to kill Proctor because basically he wants the throne. But this is where it gets interesting to me. Proctor is the ASA, right? Tobias is a street thug. What Tobias doesn't realize is this is government. You will never own the crown. You will never own the throne. Mm-hmm. There is always someone that's over you that's going to step up and take his position.
But, I mean, I think that the thing about it is that Tobias wants the crown in Freeland.
Yeah. He doesn't want
the crown everywhere. He just wants to be top dog in Freeland.
And that's still not going to happen.
I mean, it's not. It may not happen, but I think... He is positioning himself to be exclusive. He's positioning himself to be the top dog.
Yeah. He's trying to. Yeah.
He's trying to. He's working on that.
He's controlling Lala. And we'll talk about that in the next episode, which was totally weird. So let's move on here to this season finale episode. We finally get to see the backstory on Jefferson's dad and why Tobias did what he did, how Tobias is tied to the ASA. Black Lightning, Jefferson was a young man in junior high school, not really sure, But he took the green light drug. Gamby told Jefferson's dad what it did. And so Jefferson's dad basically exposed the story, named names. And during this whole thing, basically he was killed for what he knew. And that's really what it boiled down to. It wasn't the fact that the Jefferson's dad was just killed because he wrote a story. But he wrote a story and exposed people. And that's automatically going to get you killed.
For the most part.
For the most part, right?
Right.
So that's just what it is.
But I think he, you know, maybe he needed to. Look, at the end of the day, it's a crazy situation all the way around. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the reason for him to have to had had a story like that in the first place. You know, I don't know. I just don't. I was thinking about it, like, if it was me, like, if I was a reporter, would I have done it? You know, and I'm thinking, yeah, I think I would have done it.
You would have done it too? I would have done it. Me too.
People are dying. People, they, you know, they're taking people's babies and, like, putting them in tubes.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, and experimenting on them.
Yeah.
Like, you saw, you know, it, self-sacrifice happened throughout history for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, so, and especially because it's my kid too. Like, you got, now you got to go down. Now right. Everyone got to know about you.
Absolutely.
You know, that's just what it is. And I'm totally okay with his father essentially self-sacrificing. He knew that was going to come down on him. Any grown man that know, you tell on the government, it's going to come down on you.
I think the part that was confusing for me, was the part where they go back and they show the conversation between Jefferson's dad and Gamby. And Jefferson's dad is like, I gave him the injection.
Mm-hmm.
That part was confusing to me because I'm like, why did you give him the injection?
Well, the dad didn't know at the time.
Yeah, but why did you give it to him?
Oh, who knows?
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's the part I was trying to figure out. Yeah,
that's the story. That's part of the storyline that gap, I'm sure, will get filled somewhere.
Yeah.
In this, right? We'll figure that out.
Hopefully.
Because we got a season two coming up, already confirmed, and I can't wait for season two.
Yeah.
We're going to be in here getting after it again. So let's go ahead and keep moving on here. Gamby also breaks down everything for Jennifer, tells her, hey, this is basically who you are. This is what your daddy is. This is what your sister is. You know, this is a gift. This is not a curse. And I'm truthfully, like, on some man stuff, I appreciate him when he did that. I did. Because she's in, like I said, village. She's a teenager.
She is.
She's going through a lot. It's easier. It was easier for him to talk to Vanessa. Way easier. She's a grown woman, college, all that stuff. But you're talking about a teenage girl. I have the ability to shock people. Yeah. My dad is a meta freak, and as the word I think she used, you know, so it's definitely appreciated, man. So this is the next piece here. The devil deals the cards.
Mm-hmm.
That statement is powerful. Why? Because it controls Lala.
Right.
I thought that was super crazy how Tobias and Lala, they meet in Tobias's office. Lala goes for the attack. Tobias basically uppercuts the hell out of him, sends him flying across the room. And instead of hitting him again, he just made that statement, and Lala kind of charged at him, and it stopped. And I was like, oh, like, that's where this comes into play, you know? And then he explained to Lala, he's like, yeah, you know, all this stuff is all me. Every time you kill somebody, a tattoo of them is going to be burned into your body until you have no skin left. And I thought that was mad crazy how he just, you know, it all makes sense. Like, it was all Tobias and what he did.
Right.
That was crazy because I didn't know where that came from. Neither one of us could figure that out.
Yeah, but I think that also speaks to the fact that, you know, Tobias has more power than we think. Yeah. Right? Because now Tobias has brought back...
I'm acknowledging his power.
Tobias has brought back Lala, right? He's brought back Khalil. He did this whole thing with Cyanide. Like, I think he has more power or more influence than I think we gave him credit for in the beginning.
And speaking of Cyanide, Gamby explains how he got Cyanide. he found her. Because you got to think, Tobias is fairly old. He's old. We don't know exactly how old he is, but he takes a serum. It slows his aging process down, but it makes him super strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we see him shooting up in his neck, shooting mm-hmm. the serum up, right? He found cyanide in a dumpster, umbilical cord wrapped around her throat, right? It says he trained her to be an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
And he had her her skin graft, basically.
Over like Kevlar.
Over Kevlar, yeah.
Yeah.
So underneath her, you know, the top layer of skin, there's like a layer of Kevlar. So she's essentially bulletproof. To a degree. Yeah. Right. She's essentially like bulletproof or stab proof, whatever. You know, so I was like, damn, like, this dude, he keeps the real ones around him, straight up. He don't play. If you can't do nothing crazy, he ain't messing with you.
Absolutely.
So, that's that. Let's see, I'm keep moving on here. Jefferson is in a dream state. And I want to say he's in between that point of life and death. You know what I mean? Hmm. He's in that life and death, kind of like a purgatory, but it was like a dream state. And he had a fever of 105 and didn't know if he was going to make it. But his father appeared to him with a great song plan, by the way. Great song plan. And basically, he breaks it down for his son. He's like, hey, man, you got to go back and finish this. This is what you got to do.
So, Damien...
yeah, Damien...
Sorry, I'm just wondering, Damon, what's up, boo? Damon says in the chat room, he says he thought Black Lightning was born with his powers, hence he passed them on to his kids.
He did
pass them on to his kids, but he was not born with his powers.
No, Black Lightning was not born with his powers. Black Lightning acquired his powers from the Green Light Serum. Like, he was one of the first kids to get the Black Lightning or the Green Light Serum.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it just happened to stick well with him. For some reason. That's mm-hmm. why they need to get a DNA sample.
To figure out why.
Because, yeah. I mean, in every superhero story, when they do stuff like this, it's always that one person that it just works well on. And that's who they study and dissect and all that different stuff.
So what's crazy is I was thinking that they were going to... When they were... Oh, well, never mind. Well, we got to get to that first.
Well, okay.
We got to get to that part to talk about it.
Okay. So, like I said, Jefferson's dad appeared. I can't remember his name. He told him, hey, go on back. We're not done yet. Then Jefferson wakes up. But Jefferson wakes up, does not have his abilities anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was freaky. I was like, oh, okay. Don't know how this is going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But... Jennifer, the youngest, like goes supernova on us, and she just completely engulfed him in power, electricity, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
and she essentially recharged her dad yet again.
Yeah,
and you like we said earlier, she it's a trifecta. They all feed off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder is bulletproof, can protect.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer can recharge both of them.
Mm-hmm.
It works. So Jennifer is going to have to keep them powers now. You can't get rid of that, but we need you. You're part of the team.
I think she's settling into him. Like, I think at first she wasn't, you know, all comfortable with him. But I think now...
We know she settled into him. We'll discuss that in a second here.
She's becoming more settled into him.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely is. So this huge battle goes down. In the woods, Gambi and Lynn, and they pulled some trickery. Of course, Black Lightning now has his powers back. Thunder is out there shockwaving everybody. She mm-hmm. gets trapped. Black Lightning saves her. And, you know, they move on and go on about their business, right? But then they go to one of the sites where the test subjects were, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what we see is Jennifer... like hook him with the lasso of electricity, throw him in the air, slams him on the ground.
Right.
And like the look on her face, she was like, Dad, please. Like she
kind of rolled her. He was like, Jennifer. And she was like, boo.
Stop.
Like, I ain't even messing with you.
Yes.
Right.
She hit him with that boy bye look.
But I think that's an example of like what it looks like for her to be impulsive still.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. She felt something and she just did it.
She just did it.
And
it
didn't wasn't even thinking about what the consequences were or whatever.
No, I
so
agree.
I think that's a prime example of, like, you know, having powers is great, but having powers when you're impulsive still and you're not able to think fully through other thoughts can be dangerous.
Yeah, definitely can be dangerous, man, because you, again, we don't know what damage she could have actually done. She just used her abilities. Right? Like, even when she did the thing with her dad, we didn't know. She could have damaged him. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But luckily, it didn't. And when she wrapped up Proctor and dropped him, slammed him, you don't know what that's going to do.
Right.
But again, Gambi comes in. He's like, you know, Proctor's like, you know, you're the monster and all this. And Gambi was like, you know what? Yeah, I am a monster. And put a bullet in his chest.
Yo, what do you think about Gambi just coming out like a G? Like,
yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm a monster. He's like, and I'm going to go ahead and end it right now. Let's go ahead and end this. I'm going to put this bullet right in your chest, and you go on ahead and take care of yourself.
Yeah,
that's
call it a day.
Call it a day. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't mad at him for that. I was like, damn, I didn't think he was going to do it like that. But you got to think, Gambi's been around the game for a minute now. I'm like, yeah, old man. He's like, look, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know? That's the beauty of being young and being old. You can be impulsive to a degree.
Well, I don't know if he was impulsive, but I know for sure, you know, I think Gambi was like, I'm the only one who has nothing to lose here.
Oh, he said that even in the cabin before the big battle went down.
Yeah.
He says, they're not after me. You know, they after y'all.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead, distract them. And that was that. All right, Lady J, you got anything else you want to throw out there before we conclude this?
If you haven't watched the whole season of Black Lightning, you can catch it on Netflix. It's already up there. I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I ever seen Netflix post to show up so fast. Like the season finale had ended and it was up there like
a week later, maybe not even a week. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, yo, Netflix has got to compete with everybody. So of course they got to get this as soon as possible.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be Netflix new MO, but either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's on Netflix. You can go back and you can listen to, you can watch the whole full
13 episodes, season one. It's ready to go.
Yep.
We don't have a release date for season two, but it has been confirmed. Season two is coming. So I'm good with that. And normally when you get a season two, you normally get a season three. You know what I mean? You normally do get at least get a third season.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of how it works.
Okay.
So I'm expecting at least two more seasons. Now that fourth and fifth season, we'll see how the storyline plays itself out at the end of the third. But I know we're gonna get a two and a three now.
Because I don't know if Black Lightning had I don't follow the comic book series, so I don't know how long the comic book series goes.
You know, I've heard of him, but I never actually sat down and read the comic books. I just know the storyline and how it plays into today's real life incidents and everything. It's perfect. You know, that like Proctor kept saying, let's make America great again. I was just like, wow. Like, if that don't be it all.
Yeah.
But anyways, Village, like I said, check it out on Netflix. All 13 episodes are up on Netflix. Great show. The missus and I absolutely loved it. Waiting for season two. We'll be in here reviewing once it starts. And yeah, that's it. So Lady J, you got anything else, baby, before we wrap it up?
No.
Okay.
It was a good season.
Yeah, it was a
good
great season. Great show. Great show. I'm very happy that we got to do this together. Definitely. Absolutely. All right, Village. So as the saying goes, wait, hold on here. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, I'm at Enlighten My Mind. Lady J is at Loving Chanel. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching for Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you simply subscribe to Crowdcast, go to crowdcast.io, create an account. It takes a few minutes to do. You can subscribe to the show, subscribe to Welcome to the Village, and every time we get ready to go live, you get notified, and we can go from there. You can join us on Crowdcast, which is what I prefer anyway. Etsy page is W2TV. Go to Etsy and type in W2TV. Shirts, wristbands, tank tops, support the Village. We thank you guys so much. Again, this is the Black Lightning Review Show. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. Get it.